The Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, has said it would be undemocratic if the DUP refused to form an executive after this week's assembly elections in Northern Ireland. In an interview with the Irish Times, he appealed to all parties, irrespective of the outcome of the election on Thursday, to take their seats and form an executive. As Pat Leahy reports, the Taoiseach pointed out that he had been critical of Sinn Féin when it brought down the executive, and equally was critical of the DUP for not enabling the executive to function fully at the end. The Irish News has the results of an opinion poll, which suggests that Alliance and the DUP are neck and neck. Naomi Long's party is potentially poised to deliver a huge electoral shock, John Manley writes. The Irish Independent lead story is about the Criminal Assets Bureau, which the paper says is to get powers to name and shame criminal targets. Gabia Gatavetskaita reports that under new proposals from the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, the names and certain specific details of criminals who have made settlements with CAB are set to be published. The Independent's front page picture is from Ukraine. It shows a young boy from the Mariupol region looking out a car window after fleeing violence. Hundreds of civilians await evacuation as the Russian siege of the city continues, the paper says. The Irish Examiner's front page picture is from Limerick City. Brian Arthur's photograph shows a big fireworks display on the banks of the Shannon on Sunday night. The paper leads with a report that prison bosses are reviewing their treatment programme for convicted sex offenders after new evidence indicates that the current service is too restrictive. Recommendations for change by the prison service's head of psychology include a significant reduction in the barriers for access to treatment, Cormac O'Keefe writes. Junior doctors are the focus of the Irish Daily Mail's main story. Elena Salvoni quotes Dr. Owen Murphy, a GP registrar, as saying non-consultant hospital doctors are being treated with contempt by the health service executive. He said that rules limiting the hours junior doctors can work were being flagrantly, routinely and ubiquitously breached in every hospital. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that a suspect in the case of the missing girl Madeleine McCann has failed in a bid to be let out of jail in Germany. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun go large on the Russian state television broadcast, which showed mocked-up clips of nuclear weapons destroying Ireland and Britain in response to the UK's support of Ukraine. They were shown on Russia 1, the most widely watched television channel in Russia, The Times says, and were introduced by Dmitry Kiselyov, a close associate of Vladimir Putin. Putin pal nuke rant is how the Star sums it up.